Snowy Wednesday here on Locked On Lions. Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl, executive director of the game and former NFL scout, will join us. Let's do it.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hope everybody's having a decent snowy Wednesday around the Motor City. It is another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on a Wednesday, January 25th. In a Thursday, January 26th. 26th. Stay safe, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Thanks for making this your first listen and checking us out. As well, if you're watching on the video side on the Locked On Lions YouTube channel, coming up on the show today, Aiden Hutchinson is a finalist for an award. Not a surprise. A Dan Campbell snub for some, and also a crazy report from Pro Football Talk. And Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl is going to join us. The game is next Saturday. We're going to talk to our buddy Jim coming up about the Lions, about the draft, and so much more. Locked On Lions today is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. We've been talking about this game for a while. It's fun. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL general manager and managing your football franchise? And this game is definitely for you. Download the game. Just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. Our listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo LOCKEDON in all caps in the game. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And again, what's up to all of you watching on the Locked On Lions YouTube channel? Please subscribe, the comment section. We always appreciate. Let me clear something up and say something about yesterday's show. And I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, and I made one yesterday. I still think the Lions should go after Jaron Reed of the Packers, but I did not include in yesterday's show, and a lot of commenters pointed it out, this is my fault for forgetting, Jaron Reed elbowed DeAndre Swift in Week 18 in the head and got away with it. It was a cheap shot and not a good play. I still think I like the football player. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if the Lions stayed away. I'm not saying just based on that one play, but that was a very dirty play. But I forgot about that, and I apologize. I should have included that yesterday. All right, a couple of things before we talk to Jim Nagy. Number one, finalists for all the NFL awards through the Associated Press were announced today, and I think they're doing an NFL award show in a couple of weeks. But Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions was named a finalist, along with the Seattle Seahawks cornerback Tariq Woolen and Sauce Gardner, the Jets cornerback, for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. We've made arguments for Aiden Hutchinson. You can't make an argument against him, I wouldn't think. I mean, Sauce Gardner's numbers were great. He had a great year all year. I think Aiden, there were some times at the start of the year, two of the first three games didn't play great, but you could definitely make a case for Aiden Hutchinson winning NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. But just to be a finalist and to be in that group with Sauce and Tariq Woolen is pretty cool. The coaches of the year, the coach of the year finalists, are Brian Daboll of the Giants, Doug Peterson, Sergeant Peterson of the Jags, and Kyle Shanahan of the Niners. Dan Campbell did not make that top three. Is this a snub? I wouldn't go that far. Dan Campbell did a phenomenal job. He took a three-win team to nine. It's the Lions. He did a great job. But those three coaches all made the playoffs. Daboll, Peterson, and Shanahan. Doug Peterson took the Jags from 2-6 to the postseason, and they won a playoff game. Kyle Shanahan's got a third-string quarterback rolling right now, and the Niners look fantastic. And Brian Daboll took a bad Giants roster, and they won a playoff game. So I can't make an argument against those three, and you only get to three only get to go as finalists. I think Dan Campbell deserves it, certainly, but to call this a snub and to get mad, I'm not going to do that. All right, last thing, and I tweeted this out at Derry Speaks this morning. Pro Football Talk put an article out today about Tom Brady and how the Raiders could be a destination in some other places. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.com says there's like three finalists for Tom Brady who's likely coming back to play at age 46. Pro Football Talk put an article out where basically Mike Florio and Chris Sims were debating on their podcast at PFT about Tom Brady coming back to the state of Michigan to play for the Lions. saying the Lions could be a destination for him. And why not? Yes, Jared Goff's always, we always thought he's been a placeholder, and the Lions want to go for it, they should bring in Brady. That is ridiculous. Number one, why mess with the chemistry? If you get Tom Brady, then you have no leverage in trade talks with Jared, with other teams for Jared Goff. And by the way, Tom Brady's regressed. Of course he's the GOAT. No one's arguing that, but did you watch him play this year? The Bucs offensive line, I get it, wasn't very good. Donovan Smith, the left tackle, was a swinging gate. They had no run game. The receivers didn't seem to be on the same page with Brady. They lost Gronk. I get it. I don't want 46-year-old Tom Brady here. Jared Goff is a really good leader and had a better season than Tom Brady. Why would you downgrade? Yes, Tom Brady, of course, is better than Jared Goff overall. But who's playing better right now, today? Jared Goff is. So I don't see, I don't think bringing the Brady circus here is something that the Lions would do. Their ticket sales went up more than anybody's this year. I don't think they need, or attendance, I don't think they need Tom Brady here. I thought that was ridiculous. All right, Jim Nagy, Reese's Senior Bowl. Game is next week. The executive director, former NFL scout, is going to join us coming up next. Today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. You've heard me talk about this mobile game app, and I can't tell you how much fun I've had competing against the other Locked On NFL hosts. It is really cool. Chris Carter of Locked On Steelers was our Locked On NFL champion, which is pretty cool. But now it's your turn to compete. But more on that later. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM, managing your own football franchise? You can do it with this strategic game, Ultimate Football GM. You're responsible for hiring coaches and coordinators, trading players. You're like the general manager. Navigating your franchise through the season, it's a lot of fun. All right? All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go as you want, when you want to. We've created a Locked On League for you to compete against Locked On fans all over the world. Can you be the ultimate Locked On football GM? Choose the Locked On League in the app to join, and you can create a football dynasty. Locked On Lions listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps, so make sure to check it out today. Download the game. Just go to ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM, start your dynasty today. You can be, folks, you can be the next Brad Holmes with Ultimate Football GM. It is very, very cool. So please, please check it out. Always great to catch up with this guy, our buddy Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. Can you believe this? The Senior Bowl is next Saturday. We are 10 days away. Jim, what's going on, bud?
I can believe it. hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I appreciate a few minutes of your time. It just sort of dawned on me, like, wait a minute, it's next week. That's crazy.
Yeah, it goes by quick. I feel like it was just, a little bit ago that the Dan Campbell and the crew were down here. It's here. It's right in front of us.
How much credit? Let's have some fun for a second. How much credit should Jim Nagy and the Senior Bowl take for the Lions, your Lions, going from 3 wins to 9? Should we give some? I mean, Kirby Joseph was there. I mean, come on.
That was it, though. That was it. We had 5 teams draft 6 or more players from the game last year, and Detroit was with these guys all week behind them. They took one guy. But Kirby played great, so maybe they should have taken some more. Who knows? Maybe they would have gotten in the playoffs.
What do you think of the turnaround and how quick that was from 3-13-1 to 9-8?
No, it was incredible. And as a lifelong Lions fan, I kind of dropped my fandom a little bit when I took my first job out of college with the Green Bay Packers, and my rooting interest changed a little bit once you start drawing a paycheck. But my dad up there in Traverse City is still a Lions fan, so I still follow him really closely. They got off to such a tough start, so to rebound from that is incredible. That league is all about momentum. I've been on teams where we've ridden good momentum to a great season, and I've been a part of a 2-14 team in Kansas City one year where we just couldn't. We got going on the wrong foot early, and we just couldn't pull out of it. So a ton of credit to that coaching staff, and they made a couple tweaks there midseason, and The players remain bought in, and incredible way to finish the season.
You mentioned tweaks, obviously one of them being the whole Aubrey Pleasant thing, and we don't have to rehash that, but how much of a factor does just, and because you've been in front offices in the NFL, just relieving one assistant coach of his duty seem to change a lot of things? I don't know how much you know about it, but how much maybe can that have an effect?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, really. I mean, obviously saw when it happened, but you know, where I'm a little, you know, some of the inside stuff I know is that we have Sean Dion Hamilton coming down to coach in the Senior Bowl, and talking to Brad Holmes about Sean Dion. He's obviously a guy I scouted when he was coming out of Alabama for the Seattle Seahawks at the time. And, you know, he was a guy that even back then, I mean, they talked about, you know, Sean Dion's going to be a hell of a coach someday whenever he's done playing. And that's people in Tuscaloosa told you that. So obviously he was who they said he was going to be. And the Lions saw that, and very smartly, you know, I guess it went down, they released him and they asked him to stick around and be a part of the coaching staff. And yeah, so Sean Dion, obviously a linebacker by trade, he's going to be coming down here coaching DBs, which I know he did up there in Detroit this year. So I don't know too much about the situation. And I got to imagine the turnaround was much bigger than one position coach. But I do think it speaks to that coaching staff and keeping guys all in, because you get going down the road they were on, I mean, it's hard to reverse course. And they did that.
What else do you like about this turnaround? What do you think of kind of the identity that they have, which is certainly they pound the rock with Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift. Jared Goff had a really good year throwing the ball, but they talked about being physical. They talked about week 18 playing at Lambeau, and they backed it up. And as you know, as somebody that's followed the Lions, that doesn't usually always happen around here.
Yeah. Incredible way to end the season. Going up to Lambeau, which is a really hard place to win, and getting that win. You couldn't ask for a better way to end the season other than that game, getting them into the playoffs. And we won't rehash that. They're built how I would like to build a football team if I ever had the opportunity. They run the football. They got that identity with Williams and Swift, and that, you know, if you run the football, that travels, you know, you can lean into that. They play hard on defense. They're adding pieces on the defense. It was cool seeing Aiden have such a great year. James Houston. I mean, there's, you know, Kirby. That's three rookies right there. You got immediate impact from Rodrigo. There's another one that's four. Four guys that look like they're going to be long-term foundational pieces in one draft class. Heck of a job by Brad Holmes and Dan and his staff identifying those guys.
Jim Nagy, longtime NFL scout, executive director, Reese's Senior Bowl, does a fantastic job. Game's coming up a week from Saturday. I want to get into some of that in a second. You mentioned drafting and developing. You know, Kirby Joseph started slow and certainly was playing behind veteran players, Tracy Walker and Deshaun Elliott. Then Walker gets hurt. Did you envision, as a guy that obviously was with you in Mobile for the week last year, did you envision him having the kind of year that he had this year?
Yeah, you could see it. I mean, he was a late bloomer in college. He was a guy that really came off the radar as a senior. We didn't have a draftable grade on Kirby going into that senior year. He was more on our emergency list level of our grading scale. And really about mid-season started to kick it in. But when you started to watch the guy, I mean, the athlete, the range, the ball skills, he had true center field ability. Those guys are hard to find. I mean, there's a lot of guys that can play around the line of scrimmage and play and run support, but there's hard to find guys that are instinctive and just have a knack. I mean, and that's something that usually carries over, you know, from the college level. If guys got a knack for playing the football and being around it, that's something you can usually bank on. And I think Kirby has that. So again, it's just opportunity. You know, he got his opportunity. He took advantage. James Houston got an opportunity around midseason and took full advantage. And, you know, to me, you have to be open to playing young players. My last team I was with was Seattle. When Pete and John Schneider started to get that thing cranked up, I was in Kansas City at the time. But, you know, watching that thing from afar, I was envious, you know, because Pete was willing to play as young guys. And there's always going to be a little bit of growing pain there, but that's how they really – that's how they take off. You got to give young players, young talented players like Kirby Joseph, a chance to play on Sundays. They got to do it on Sundays. It's not just a practice thing. So either they respond or they don't. And to the Lions' benefit, man, all those young guys seem to step up.
Jim Nagy with us from the Senior Bowl. I want to talk to him about some of the players that he has coming to Mobile next week, and certainly all the prep that goes along with that. We will do that coming up next. First, though, want to tell you about our friends at FanDuel. We love FanDuel and what they bring to the table. And now they are a sponsor here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Excited about that. NFL playoffs are here. We got, of course, the games this weekend. We'll talk to Jim about. But FanDuel is the best sports book out there, all right? And they have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers, get joined today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has everything you want. You got to check it out. Don't miss out. Plus, you get that first $500 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. All right, the legendary Jim Nagy with us. Get ready. Say it again, Jim.
I said that was a good read.
Thank you, buddy. FanDuel just joined us. I don't know if you're like into the whole sports betting scene, Jim, but it's a pretty big deal for our network to get FanDuel with us.
Absolutely, man. That's big time. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. All right, so here we are. Okay, we're recording on a Wednesday. What are you doing today? What is the buildup here? You got 10 days to get all these guys there. What are you working on?
I'm doing a lot of this. A lot of media promoting the game. And there's some player movement going on. We added, just this morning, we added a wide receiver. We added a quarterback. So it's always really fluid kind of roster situation, which is can be stressful, but can be fun at the same time. It's fun getting players on the phone that, you know, are in another all-star game or in training somewhere, and they get the call that they're coming to Mobile. Those are always fun times. So, yeah, just a lot of stuff going on. Later today, we have a community service day over in Pensacola, Florida, which is only for people up there. It's only about an hour to our east. And we have 13 players training over there at an Exos training facility. So we're going to do like a kids camp over in Pensacola with our 13 guys later today, little autograph signing, and then take the players to a Brazilian steakhouse for all you can eat meat tonight. that's what today looks like.
Oh, man. Is it like Fogo de Chao, that type of thing?
It is. That's exactly what it is.
There you go. That's fun. That's always good. I went, The problem is, Jim, and this is totally off topic, but this is fun. They give you the salad bar and the bread and stuff. You got to stay away from that so that you're not too full by the time, you know, all the meat comes out.
Well, the guys we're bringing, man, is going to be, it's O-line, D-line heavy group. Geez. So This place is going to, you know, I know they usually make money with their pay structure. They are going to lose their shirts tonight. they are not going to like to see the 13 guys we're bringing into their place.
All right, so the Lions are drafting. Lions have a ton of picks, as you know, the TJ Hockenson deal. They got another second-round pick. They got through the Stafford deal, 2 first-rounders, 5 of the first 82. They pick at 6 and 18. Wow. Take me through, I guess. How many guys do you have in Mobile that you think could be top 20 players? Who are some of those guys? Who are you most excited about inviting that said they would be there?
We got the top player at every position group committed except for one. It was the receiver Cedric Tillman from Tennessee, was our top graded wideout. And he's still dealing with an injury thing. He came back early off of it late in the year, missed a bunch of time. And that's why Jalen, Hyatt ended up winning the Biletnikoff because Tillman was out. But Cedric came back a little early, so he's dealing with that thing. But no, then we got our top graded guy at every position, so excited about that group. You know, top 20 guys, I think a guy to keep tabs on is, like you said, they traded Hockenson. So a guy, Luke Musgrave from Oregon State, is a guy that right now I know that a lot of people are all in the Michael Mayer hype train from Notre Dame, and Mike's a good player, don't get me wrong. But not a lot of people know about Luke Musgrave playing out in the Pac-12 at Oregon State, you know, kind of a school that a lot of people don't see. He's 6'6", he's 260, he's got NFL bloodlines. His dad played quarterback at Oregon. His uncle, Bill Musgrave, played in the NFL and has been a longtime NFL coach. And there's some thought that Luke's going to run in the 4.4s at 260 pounds. So you do that with those measurables and have the tape he has. Now, he only played in 2 games this year, so this is a really big week for Luke. He understands that. But I think, you know, by the time we get to April, he is going to be being talked about around that 20 spot that Detroit holds.
Very, very interesting. Defensively, certainly the Lions have added a lot in terms of edges, whether it was Pascal or Hutchinson and some of the pickups. What about interior D linemen that you might be excited about that are coming to see you?
Yeah, you know, the guy that we had in the game a couple of years ago that's playing, doing a great job for you guys, Isaiah Bugs. You know, came down here, was a fifth round pick to Pittsburgh, and sometimes guys got to go to a different spot. Talk about opportunity, and Detroit gave him an opportunity. So Isaiah's playing well, but you know, like the interior spots, Byron Young at Alabama, just keep it in that tide vein. Byron Young's a guy that is really versatile. He can play in any scheme. We had a guy last year, one of his teammates, Phil Mathis, went in the second round of the Washington Commanders. I think that Byron's just a little more twitched up, a little more athletic, a little more disruptive. So, you know, if Phil went in the second round, I think Byron's going to be there somewhere in that range, somewhere around there. Zach Pickens is another big body. I mean, you're talking about Rodrigo's a great player, but he's not the biggest guy in the world. You got to protect a guy like that and let him run. Like Zach Pickens from South Carolina kind of fits that mold as a big body run defender. And he's explosive. I think he's going to show some things in one-on-ones down here that maybe you didn't see on the South Carolina tape. So those are a couple of the names.
What about at that cornerback spot? Some questions about, you know, look, teams always need to add corners in the future. Jeff Okuda, we could talk about another time, but who are maybe some of the top guys you got that are covering people and some of those receivers next week?
Yeah, you know, we sent you Imani Awarie a few years ago, and he's really broken through and become a good player. I know when your staff was down, when the Lions staff was down here last year, they were really excited about Awarie and where he was going. And Ify Melifonwu was another guy. I know he's so big. I mean, they're just, you know, kind of a mismatched guy that played him at some safety and roles like that. But in terms of, like, true corners, like one name that kind of sticks out, we talk about Musgrave and some of the Pac-12 guys being off the radar. Caillou Blue Kelly is a corner from Stanford, long, athletic. Stanford had a little bit of a tough year, but again, NFL bloodlines. Caillou's dad, Brian Kelly, played safety for the Bucks, for those Super Bowl Bucks teams, next to John Lynch in the secondary. And I think he's going to be a guy that people are going to be talking about a lot coming out of our week, because he's a long guy with natural cover skills.
Jim Nagy with us from the Senior Bowl last year. Jim, all eyes on your game were on the quarterbacks. It was so much talk about the QBs, and I'm sure you were banging your head against the wall like, we could talk about something else. And it turned out that not many of those guys played that much this year. We saw Malik Willis a little bit, and obviously Sam Howell at the end of the season. But what about the quarterback group this year, and will it be a little bit of a different feel or flavor than it was a year ago, do you think?
Well, you left out Kenny Pickett, who had a great year in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, he did some great, had a couple fourth quarter comebacks late in the year.
Very good.
To get that Pittsburgh team over 500 for like the 92nd year in a row, or whatever Mike Tomlin's streak is. It's pretty ridiculous what Mike's done up there. But yeah, it's a different group. You know, last year Kenny was in the first round conversation. And even leading up to that week of the draft, I mean, there was a lot of talk that Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati was going to be a first round pick, and he really finished out strong for the Falcons. I think he started about half the year in Atlanta. And then you said Malik Willis, but he and Ridder both went in the third, Sam went in the fifth. I know the Washington Commanders are really fired up about Sam, even though it was kind of a one game exposure, but Sam looked great in that finale.
Yeah.
So this year's class is a little different. I don't think this class is being talked about, you know, in that first round, second round mix like last year's class was. You know, we're not going to get Will Levis. I think it's going to break like a 7-year run with first round quarterbacks here in the game, which is, you know, a bummer for us. It's kind of cool having those guys. But, you know, the thing I like about this year's class is they're all kind of packed in that fourth, fifth round range right now around the league. That's where we have them graded. That's where the league has them graded. Like the Jake Haners from Fresno, Clayton Tune at Houston, Jaron Hall from BYU, Max Duggan, TCU. Like that's that group. And there's always someone from that group's gonna elevate. You know, 3 years ago that was Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts. Everybody had Jalen Hurts in the fourth or fifth round. And there was people in the media asking me if we were gonna play Jalen at running back that week. As crazy as that sounds. So, you know, and Jalen ended up going in the second. And now in hindsight, that probably looks like he was way underdrafted, right? If you redraft right now, Jalen Hurts might, you know, would be a top five pick, locked top five pick, as a franchise quarterback. So. That'll be the fun part of the week, is seeing which of these guys that are, you know, early day three guys get, you know, a sense.
By the way, you mentioned Max at TCU. My guy is D Winters. Oh my gosh. That dude balled out in that Michigan game, Jim. I love that he's going to be playing in your game.
Yeah. He was kind of a late ad for us because, you know, we got some tight connections with that TCU staff, and he's a guy they were trying to get back to school. And so we kind of were hands off with D until he finally made up his mind, and who knows, man, as a Michigan alum, that one hurt.
Equally
as bad, the two Senior Bowl guys, Dylan Horton, their defensive lineman, had 4 sacks against Michigan. It was like, I talked to him after the game, and I said, man, it was awesome seeing you do your thing. Unfortunately, you're doing it against my alma mater.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we have 5 TCU guys coming down for the game, and those two guys sure, like, picked the worst time of the year for Michigan fans to have probably their best games of the season.
Final thing, Jim, who wins this weekend? Who do you like?
Oh, you're asking me to put that hat on. I'm not big on prognostications, but I would go with Philadelphia. Even though San Francisco is really hot, I think this might, it comes to an end for Brock Purdy, and hats off to Brock Purdy. What an awesome rookie year he's had. But we've got a lot of Senior Bowl guys on the 49ers. They coached the game like the Lions did. So I love John Lynch and Shanahan. That was actually my first Senior Bowl. So I always pull for those guys, Debo Samuel and some of our guys. But yeah. I kind of think this is Philly's year. They didn't end the season great, but they looked really good last week against the Giants. They came back together. Looked like they got it straight, and Jalen's healthy. And then on the other side, Joe Burrow's playing really good right now. If Mahomes were healthy, it might be a little different. I just think when you take away the mobility element to Patrick's game, I probably got to go with Cincinnati. But again, I'm usually not good at this stuff. So,
Jim, you are the best. Best of luck next week. I know you're going to be hosting so many people, including our mutual buddy Andrew Siciliano will be down there, and the folks from the NFL Network. But keep up the great work. We always love talking to you, and we'll talk to you for the draft for sure.
Sounds good, Matt. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me back on.
You got it. There he is, Jim Nagy with us, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. Don't forget, NFL Network next Saturday, February 4th, just 10 days away. This has been a Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions.